You come to this church on a Sunday morning, but a question is, do you really realize who Jesus is? Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the judge of all the earth. And Jesus died for your and my sins. That's who Jesus is. He's not just a name and a song that we sing about. He's a real person. By his Spirit, he lives in me. And he lives in everyone who's accepted him as Savior. He's a real person. But he doesn't come en masse. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Whoever, that's an individual. Whoever. You are a whoever. I'm a whoever. It's up to me. It's up to you to accept the God's gift of salvation personally. It's like that parcel under the Christmas tree. It's got your name on it. But guess what? Until you take it up and open it, it's still a parcel under the tree. So is salvation here this morning. Salvation is there. It's free. It's for you. Your name's on it. But are you going to take it? Are you going to open that? Are you going to accept it to yourself? You know, it says in Romans 6:20, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, you can't earn salvation. You can't earn eternity in heaven. There's no brownie points by leading worship, leading the children's work, standing here in a pulpit. That doesn't get you brownie points into heaven. There's only one way, and that's to accept Jesus as Savior. And as we read in that story, Jesus goes right to the heart of the matter. "Go call your husband," he says, knowing full well that the person that this lady was living with was not her husband. Now, that might not be your situation, but Jesus still goes to the heart of the matter. What's really disturbing you when God shines his spotlight on your life? What do you want to hide? What do I want to hide? Invariably, it's the core of our problems. But you know what? That old lady, it was a witch doctor. Didn't matter. God was still prepared to forgive and forget and bring her into the family of God. And so it is with us. If you're feeling uncomfortable this morning, it's between you and God. It's nothing to do with me. It's about your relationship with him. And he desperately wants that to be restored so that it's totally and completely sin-free, that you have an amazing relationship with God, your Father. You know, there's a story told about an old guy called Elias. He lived up in the North Carolina mountains. And he was heading down the road. And somebody said to him, "Hey, Elias, where are you going? What are you doing?" He said, "Well," he said, "I'm heading to New Orleans." He said, "I've heard there's a lot of loose women, a lot of free booze and all sorts of things. I'm going to have a good time." "Well, why are you dressed in your Sunday suit and carrying a Bible?" "Well, you see, if it's that good, I'll just stay to Sunday." You see, two different people. The person, the Elias of during the week and the Elias of Sunday. You see, you might kid yourself, but you can't kid God. I don't know who you are, what you are sitting in here this morning, but you can't kid God. Augustine said this: "Before God can deliver us from ourselves, we must undeceive ourselves." How often have I offered somebody a little personal worker testament from the Gideons? "I'm okay, thanks." What are they saying? "I'm okay." Is that what you're saying to yourself this morning? "I'm okay." Is it because you think that maybe when you admit where you fall short, that the folk around about you here are going to reject you? I don't think so. I think it's a case that there will be so much rejoicing in this place, as there will be in heaven. Time is going. But I want us to pray this morning. Before I finish, I want to pray a prayer of salvation. And quietly, sitting in your seats, if you pray this prayer for the first time, and you mean it, then please share it with someone else before you leave this place. I know that the leadership in this church would be absolutely delighted if they knew that someone was coming to the Saviour, was accepting Jesus as their Saviour. And for those of us who are Christians this morning, are we prepared to go down the road that we're not comfortable in, to be about the Master's business, to be about the Lord's business, or be about the Father's business? Let's pray. And this prayer consists of seven parts. It consists of confession, contrition, repentance, invitation, consecration, dependence, and thanksgiving. Please pray after me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner in your sight. But Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. Really. And Lord, I want to turn from my sins, and I'm willing to begin a new life with your help. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and life right now. From this moment forward, my life belongs to you and to you alone. I love you. I will serve you. I'll tell others about you and trust you to live your life through me. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my life and for forgiving my sins today. To your glory and to your praise. Amen.